Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, December the 30th, 1989. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Chuck Flynn is the speaker of the evening.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The First and Second Corinthians is nothing. The epistles is nothing. Because you got your head shaved now. The very revelations that I gave you are now taken away from you. As Samson of old, you're defeated. You can't threaten us any longer. Now you're under the law. And the people will see it and be disrespectful to you. And cause everything you've ever said. They would have respected you before we got to you. But we got to you with the two calves. We destroyed your worship and your warfare. You stood up to Peter. My God, Lord, where's Luke? Where's Silas? They're there. But why didn't they speak up? And why don't we speak up today? One of the greatest tragedies of the Apostle Paul's ministry. Sure, Jesus met with him and said, you're going to testify for me in Rome. Sure, I'll go ahead and pick up the pieces. The Lord never does say anything. He doesn't even bring it up. How Paul or Peter
would have ended up with a sacrifice at the end.
Yeah,
they
sure.
They go back to sacrifice.
After the 7 days.
Right.
But there was a lot of disgruntled people. They took Paul, pulled him apart almost, and the Romans took over. And that's what's happened in our day. The media, the government, has taken over. Are feuding and fussing and fighting to protect the superintendents and our denominational men, and we'll not stand with you. Is it rebellion? No, I'm just saying with a heart cry, my God, give us men who'll stand, and having done all, still stand. We're not going to shave our heads. We'll keep on prophesying. We'll keep on preaching. We'll keep on with the anointing of the Holy Ghost and not quieten down the Spirit of God on Sunday morning. We're going to move in the glory of God so it'll be pure. And people will come in saying, surely God's in the place. Let's think positively instead of over a few disgruntled ones that try to control the thing. Our position doesn't mean a thing if we don't have the anointing. We thank you, dear Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that we've said it not out of any type of emotional, but God, we've been deceived long enough as the serpent beguiled Eve. My God, so that beguiling, and you've, Lord, the simplicity of Christ has seemingly taken from us. But we rebuke that and we come on into the revelation. I pray that you'll raise up men of strong integrity. And we rebuke all those men that are compromising because of their position. We bind them that they'll be set free. That the anointing of our God will come forth and the liberty of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you for it. Hallelujah. And I will serve no foreign gods, nor any other treasure. You are my heart's desire. The Spirit without measure, and unto Thee I will bring my sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We'll stand in His confession of authority. Thank God for the epistles. They are nothing. Amen? No, you don't have to stand. Just those that... It's all right. After that hard sermon, you, when I say frog, you're going to jump. But I say it with all the tenderness of my heart. The Lord had to reveal this to me. I've never heard a sermon like it. Shall I look at the Apostle Paul? Even Mary Ann said, oh, honey, don't bring it out so hard. People don't know Paul, you know, goofed up. Well, it's about time. If this force is that great to shave the Apostle Paul's head, you and I better walk softly. That's my point. You understand? May God help us. Not going to let any James or the elders, not going to let any James put down the Pentecostal movement either. Amen.
Amen.
Discard it like it's something that somebody thought up. It's an experience. Hallelujah. It's coming, people. We're going to have open doors where the truth will be powerful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Restore the prestige anointing to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Before a minister, let's just speak in the Spirit. Holy Aravaranda la Boshanda la Mahanda la Mashanda. Hila Barabasuri Aravaranda la Mashanda. Kuri Aravaranda la Mashanda la Mahanda. Praise the Lord. I would like for those that would like to move this thing out of the way there. And thank you. And those who would like ministry, just come and stand. I have ministered to many. If you've been ministered to, well then, that'd be fine. You wait till everybody's ministered. But those that would like ministry, just come and stand here. And I'll just let the Lord have His way as we walk softly. Oh, remessi karabariana. Stand here just make a line. That's all right. Indeed. Just, my peace shall go before thee, my daughter. For the strength of my word is around about you. And that which I am turning to the good, thou shalt see that the cruse of meal, the cruse of oil and the barrel of meal, I'm going to restore you. Not just a handful, but the blessing and anointing that which the palmer worm and canker worm had took from you and decreased the ministry I gave you to do and tried to limit you. I have loosed you with my glory. I have given you and those that would try to humiliate and with disrespect. But I lift that off of you, and the abuse of words shall fall from you because the anointing is upon you, and my peace shall go before thee, and thou shalt surely stand, and having done all, still stand, for the heritage of the Lord is upon you, and you'll see it. I will provide for you bountifully, and thou shalt go forth in me. Amen. Hallelujah. My peace is over thee, and thou shalt stand in my anointing. For the glory of thy God, yea, you shall rebuke the devourer and be raised up in strength and joy. For the anointing of my healing shall go before thee, and thou shalt know the wisdom of the Lord. Within 2 weeks, that which you're praying about shall be altered to the good, and my authority shall bring it to pass. You'll know that the authority of our God, I've sealed you in the forehead. As Ezekiel's sealing, thou hast the seal of the Lord. And therefore I will keep thee safe. Another forehead shall not rob you of the anointing that I have given. Therefore rise up, my love. Hallelujah. Rise up in the peace and the anointing that I have given. For this is your finest hour. Therefore stand in the liberty that I have set you free. And I will bless thee. I put the angels around about you so this friction and apprehension is lifted off of you. And you'll know the Lord has kept you safe. Amen. For the peace of the Lord shall bring it to pass. For I will, yea, go before thee and lead thee with power and anointing, that my authority is upon you. The healing, as I walked into your yesterdays, my peace shall envelop thee with great joy. Thou shalt stand. I forgive and you forget it. Come on into my anointing, for the beauty of the Lord shall set thee free, and thou shalt see beauty for ashes, and the anointing that I've given shall see the wisdom. Now this turbulence in your educational processes, I'm lifting from you, and you'll see things. Yea, and you will be increased in success and not be harassed by that which tried to take the success from you. And you'll know that I have healed the mental faculties for you to be successful in those things that will make life, yea, more pleasing. I've loosed it, and you shall enjoy the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on over here. For my authority is over thee, and thou shalt rest in me, for the peace of the Lord will bring it to pass. I have anointed your hands as I spoke to you. It was 6 years ago I gave you the faith and the authority to cast out and to bring forth deliverance, but to cast in my glory and my peace and to bring forth the anointing as you speak my word. You say, well, those that seemingly should be strong are not. Therefore, I will move upon you to speak the word and impart, yea, the anointing that shall send great strength to your loved ones and my people. Rejoice, you've been faithful over my family. I'll be faithful over yours, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Because you've stood in the holy place, stood in the gap, the rejoicing and the anointing of my authority will flow through you. For you will know, yea, the unsearchable riches of my grace, and the eyes shall be enlightened with the hope of your calling, and you shall know the peace and the authority and the depth of my love and the glory of my word. Therefore, rise up. You will begin to see the virtuous woman anointing to heal and to set free. You've relied on others, but now you're going to bring forth the counsel of the Holy Ghost, and you'll set many free and have the answer. And you will bring very pleasant counsel. And in the multitude and those that spake often and feared my name, a book of remembrance is recorded, because you will speak my word and others will be set free. Amen. God bless you. The door will open. No man will shut it. And because ye are joint heirs together, the graces of life, my authority is over thee. So rise up and know that you have shaken yourself this week. And yea, it shall not come nigh your dwelling, for my authority is over thee. The security of my word shall bring it to pass. And therefore, yea, my peace shall overshadow you with the banners of life. And my daughter, the banners of my anointing are round about you. For I will lift up the banners of my peace and my authority. Therefore, you are a banner unto me to set many free. In my strength, the anointing breaks the yoke. Now, you might have shut some doors and saying that we're restricted in certain areas this week. But no, no more. You will speak it. The Lord is providing. And therefore, you'll not shut any doors, but you will release, yea, yourself and your loved ones into the fathomless glory of God, thy God. And you'll speak the tone of success, and the beauty of the excellent spirit of Daniel shall come upon thy loved ones, because my peace is upon thee. Thou shalt spread it abroad, and many shall stand and see the salvation of the Lord, because that's the song of Moses. Now go through the door, and no man will shut it. Amen. Hallelujah. You will stand, and having done all, still stand, for the anointing of my strength shall flow forth from you. You will stand in the day of deliverance, and know that the peace of the Lord has used you as a mighty trumpet of Zion. Therefore, those things that you're praying for, the unity of leadership, will come to pass, and you'll see it and be glad. For my authority's over thee, and my daughter, you will move in the glory of my word. My son, the healing of your metabolism is sure, and thou art set free. Hallelujah. For by the stripes of the Lord, you're healed, and you will proclaim my anointing, for I will bless you abundantly. And in turn, you shall strengthen the people of thy God, knowing the anointing will go forth and not return void. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have set you apart for my strength and my joy. And therefore, my peace is around about you. Arise up and know that the flags of my anointing are, yea, have gone before you. I prepared the way and made them straight. Therefore, this one that's in jeopardy, I've sent the word and healed this situation, bringing them out of jeopardy. You'll hear a good report. Therefore, I've touched you through your back and through, yea, your neck and your head. I've lifted that from you. You're healed by the stripes of thy God. No more pain that's lifted from you. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. The emotional strain, the depression is lifted. For I have healed thee, saith the Lord. I have loosed my joy upon thee, and the glory and the anointing of my peace has brought it to pass. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And because, yea, my authority is over thee, thou shalt be strong in the power of my might. The seven spirits of the Lord shall move upon thee, and thou shalt see the counsel and the might. Thou shalt know the glory of my word. Therefore, be lifted up. Rise up, my love, my fair one, saith the Lord. I have given you the key of David, and you shall express it and be glad. For many shall not be robbed of their inheritance in me. For you've loosed it. You've pressed the battle of the gate. Therefore, I have set them free, and I'll vindicate you beautifully, saith the Lord. Amen. There's some loved ones that from afar, God's going to have you to hear a good report.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. My son, I have healed thy shoulders. The counsel, that which tried to take the confidence and you thought, well, if I'm not moving in the power of the Spirit, and the enemy's done his best, and others have tried to help him to humiliate the anointing that I've given. But my peace is over you. I've given your wife, as a great gift. And thou shalt flow together, and the authority of the Lord, you'll complement each other. No longer, yea, shall there be the disharmony, but I've lifted that from you. I have moved upon thee, and thy bosom shall flow with love and joy, and the anointing of my peace. Satan, you're bound in the name of Jesus. All ridicule in all types of the past, that ridicule of your youth is lifted also. And by the roots, it is pulled out. The spirit of heaviness is lifted off of you, and you're set free. And you shall have the garments of praise, for my anointing is around about you, and my peace shall establish you. Yea, you shall prosper. You shall be in health. So therefore flow with the anointings that I've given, because my peace is gone before thee. You're going to have, you say, well, there's just never been a real victory with this individual who has the sustenance. But I'm going to turn the wrath of men to praise me, and you're going to see personalities change so you can have the promotion that I've ordained, saith the Lord. Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord.
My authority is over thee, and thou shalt not waver, but you shall see the plan and purpose of thy God. I've refreshed you this day, and my son, that heaviness through your chest and through your digestive system, I've lifted that from you because the healing of the Lord's upon you, and your metabolism and your bloodline shall be strong, for my peace is over thee. My daughter, the joy of the Lord, the greatness of our God has permeated before you, and you will stand in the holy place knowing that your loved one, there's a daughter or somebody that's the turmoil is in a home that's lifted, and you'll say the Lord is good because you have prayed and believed, and you're going to see the victory. Hallelujah. And know it. Amen. I have encircled thee with my power. The beauty of the Lord's around about you. Reach your hand out toward this one, for I will loose my glory. Loose the plan and purpose, because you'll stir up the gift of thy God. I will work within thee with great joy. Thou art set free, and you will put your hand in mine, and you will look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith, and you'll say, yea, the Lord is good. And that which tried to be the terror by night, I've lifted it from your dwelling, and you're set free. Hallelujah. Amen. There's legal harassments that are going to be lifted off of you and those you're praying for. For you will stand in the holy place and know the glory of thy God, and you will see that my peace is over thee. So yea, rise up and be strong in that which I have given. Be strong in that which I have implanted in thy life, because I've shod the gospel. I have moved upon your feet and planted thee so that you're firm in me, and therefore you'll see the blessing of thy God. Enjoy that which I have given, and thou shalt be released in a greater dimension in me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, these just come forward. Just come and make a line. For my peace is over thee, and thou shalt be established to know the beauty of the Lord. For I have lifted up the hand of our God, and yea, you are released in me. Rise up, my love, my fair one. Loose the visitation of thy God, for thy dwelling shall be strong, and you'll see it changed into my anointing, for I've set you free. Now, through your body, there's a nervousness or some kind of harassment that would try ever so often, a chronic condition. I've lifted that from you. The emotional strain is lifted, and you're set free. Amen. Praise the Lord. My peace is over thee with great joy. You will stand in the holy place, knowing the glory of thy God. And you will say, yea, the Lord is good, for he has led us, and he has been to us. Yea, the confirmation of that which we have had to decide upon, the pressure of this decision, shall not come nigh your dwelling, for I will make a way, and you'll flow with it, knowing the Lord has broken the yoke. You have a huge rock in the way, but I'm not going to remove it. I'm just going to deepen your waters of the word within you, and you'll flow over it and know the Lord has undertaken beautifully. Amen. My authority is upon you. You shall stand in the holy place of thy God, knowing the jurisdiction of my love. I rebuke the harassment and that which ye would try to upset, and that legal harassment is lifted from you, for my peace is over thee, and thou shalt see the joy of the Lord. As you rest in me, I will go before thee with great anointing. I've given you beautiful assisting saints of God that will stand with thee. Therefore, yea, release the anointing. Support those I've given you, for my peace is upon thee, and thou shalt be established to bless and to travel and to let thy testimony be of the highest order. Amen. Praise God. Believe it. It's here. It's here. For my authority is over thee, and thou shalt stand in me, knowing the peace of thy God. Therefore, my daughter, rise up and strengthen thyself with the confidence and the love of thy Lord. For thy God, yea, has bestowed that love that has set you free. Therefore, grow in that love and know the length and breadth and depth and height. For I have loosed thee with the charity of the Lord. And herein is faith and hope and charity. Therefore, thou shalt be strong in it and be glad. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's that root of bitterness and a root that's been pulled out right now in Jesus' name, that you're set free and you have been forgiven. Now forget it and go on and strengthen yourself in me, saith the Lord. That peace that I've given shall be strong upon you, and my joy shall go before you, and you'll know that, yea, line upon line, precept upon precept, my strength shall bring it to pass. So therefore, yea, it is not a struggle. It is not that which, yea, you have to pull and tear at. Yea, flow with my authority and my anointing in my person, because the Lord will lead thee into the chambers of my grace, and you'll see it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. You will be strong in me in the power of my might, and you'll know the visitation of my love. For the authority of the Lord is around about you. Therefore, rise up. I've printed upon thy life and upon thy heart and upon thy forehead the anointing and the victory. So the bulwarks of joy shall surround thee. And I've set ambushments against the enemy, that you'll know the Lord is fighting for thee, and thou art free. Hallelujah. Therefore, my son, you'll walk in the jurisdiction of my anointing. Release thyself, yea, with the laver, and there at the laver you shall find the praise that will groom and move in thy spirit and shapen up thy life in the perfection of my joy. You're set free in that. Hallelujah. Because you'll know that I will open that door, no man will shut it, and my peace shall surround you. So rise up and be glad. You have come into the kingdom for such a timing as this. And therefore my peace and my timing is on thee, and thou shalt see it. You say, well, I just knew it would happen. Yes, and it will. Just rest in me, though it tarry, wait. because my authority is upon you, and you prayed through. Now rejoice in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all join hands. Because I have encircled thee and cocooned you in my arms and in my understanding. For the call of the Lord and that which 12 years ago would have tried to be a heaviness and have tried to be something that would drain out the authority. But I have lifted you in to my confidence and to the purposes of your heart. I've sealed your forehead with joy, and the anointing of Samuel is upon thee. For the counsel of the prophetic counsel of the Lord shall go before you. My daughter, I've released you in creative talent. You'll know the state of art. You'll know the authority of my zeal. And my son, the creative talent of the word, the state of art of my word, and the revelations of my truth. Now those things, yea, that would try to send that abuse to, yea, around you and limit your dwelling. But I've lifted that from you. You're not going to be limited. You've chosen the best part to set at my feet. So therefore, the Lord's releasing you into that new, fresh dimension of provision. And thou art set free, and you'll see it and be glad. The legal harassments that tried to limit and tried to rob, I've broken the yoke, and thou shalt see it turn to the good, that you will be given an abundance that, yea, men meant for evil, but I have set it free for the good. Amen. God's going to use you mightily with creative talent. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to see you. God bless you. Let's reach our hands out toward this pastor, as others were too, and we just bless them. Because, yea, you've been sensitive, and you've been very sensitive, and you've been very aware that the tenderness of my calling is upon you. And therefore, yea, these other things that would have tried to change your garments out of due time, but the anointing of the Lord is with you, and my peace shall bring it to pass. For I loose the joy and loose the understanding of my authority, and that which I've taught you and trained you, you will pass it on to others that shall go throughout the world. Now I'm lifting you into that international anointing that I told you you'd have, and therefore my peace is upon thee, and thou shalt surely know it. Now thy wife shall flow with it. So yea, know the peace of the Lord, and know that yea, my calling is not belligerent, but very sweet and very tender. Thy family shall feel it and see, and you will walk in wisdom and know the peace and the understanding. For I will speak to thine ears. I've given you the tongue of the learned. I've opened your ears, yea, in the mornings, with my grace and my authority, and you will be set forth with great power, and yea, in high position first. I will guide thee so that you'll have a great effect on those that you'll speak to. My peace is within you. I trained you for the last 2 years. Unusual types of training. You say, well, Lord, I know there's something that you're training me for, but yet it doesn't seem to open. But yea, my timings are pure. My timings will conquer many in the kingdom and set them free, so that my peace is upon you, and those in high places of government shall hear thy voice, and the wisdom of the Lord, yea, will set them free. We loose your shoulders with the wisdom. The government shall be upon his shoulders. So we're going to loose you in the unusual. It's not going to be the pattern of the past of traveling or international ministry. You will have the fortitude and the creative anointing of the Holy Ghost, and it will be unusual, but it will be provided for beautifully. And finances will not be the worry. Yea, provision has always been the prayer. That we have the vision, then the provision. But now I'm going to give you the provision, and then the vision will come to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, the Lord bless you. I hope that it's... Hallelujah. We just appreciate the anointing of the Lord. And I want Brother Glenn to come. And you reach your hands out toward me. And pray God's authority and healing power. And I'll be... We just thank the Lord that He's quickened us tonight. The brethren have already prayed, but let's just seal it with the congregation, especially my voice. All of us. Hallelujah.
Father, we lay hands on Chuck in the name of the Lord, and we curse this infirmity in the name of the Lord. We curse this flu and this virus. We curse it on him in Jesus' name. We loose him from it. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Loose him in Jesus' name. Body, we command you to receive the healing virtue, the scars and stripes of the whipping post. We loose him to restoration. Body, receive the healing virtue of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Seal that word with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Body, we command you to behold. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help. Help. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. There's something about concerted unity. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just appreciate Glenn and Irma. You know, it's not easy to plan these things, and you that help them know that. And so, but we just thank the Lord for the meeting of everything. I'm just wondering, I was just challenged by the Holy Spirit that we should, my airfare was $358, and I just wonder if I couldn't come among you and let's see this met. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody might want to do it, I just feel like we need to refresh, let our offerings, hallelujah. But that's something, yes. Will you? Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, we just appreciate that very much. And hallelujah. And I just praise God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just know, is there something else? There's something else. I knew I should have done it. Is there something that's needed? A certain amount? All right. All right. Well, listen, let's just praise the Lord for it, because you've been faithful. And I hate to put this back in my pocket. Now it's burning. Hallelujah. It's the Lord's. Amen. And let's just take an extra blessing offering. Amen. Just whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Because in times like this, there's just something that they probably haven't known, or that will just come in to be a big blessing to the Lord. Just lift your offering and pass it over to the sides, and we'll just give it. And Pastor Adkins, thank you. God bless him and his ministry and all of his staff. Amen.
We thank the Lord for all the help that you've been, and all your prayers. Your prayers are worth more than finances, but we appreciate the finances. We thank you for it. Let's stand and be dismissed. Father, I thank you for your presence. Thank you for the glory of the Lord. Thank you for your word. Help us, Lord, to hide the word in our heart, that we will not sin against thee in the areas that we've learned this week, that we'll walk before you in righteousness and holiness. Bless these thy people. I thank you for it. And bless them in their labors. Bless them, Lord, in the labor in the natural as well as the spiritual labors. And we thank you, Lord, to thrust labors forth that shall declare the kingdom of the living God, that there shall be a burning within their spirit and within their bosom to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. And to him be the glory. Amen and amen. You're dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.